From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump said North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years, and he has no choice but to take up the issue. Trump said Friday that the U.S. will either be very, very successful quickly, or it'll be very successful in a different way quickly. However, on Thursday, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that while there are military options available, diplomacy is still a focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
On Friday, an editorial in the Global Times said China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. territories or if the U.S. retaliates. The heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea makes up the background noise to those living in the South Korean capital of Seoul. AP Bureau Chief Foster Klug says the recent back and forth does have some concerned.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic when he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North. The South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
But for many residents in Seoul, the crisis seems like another act in the ongoing Korea political drama that will ultimately play out as it has in the past, with sound and fury, then restraint. Firefighters in Portugal are hoping calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress in controlling nearly a dozen wildfires that have forced several villages to evacuate. This comes after more than 60 people were killed. This is VOA News.